Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that perhaps many do not want to listen to, understand, or even try to embrace or fathom. We're talking about turning point in America. And what we're watching, listen very carefully, what we're watching that is playing itself out with the Manhattan DA, Travis Braggs, and the attempt to indict and handcuff former President Donald J. Trump is a point of demarcation that we've never seen in the history of America. That's never taken. I could go back in history past with all that we've seen taking place in higher levels of political agendas, and we've never seen this take place. So we're watching the turning point. Not just with that, but as we watch what is happening in North Korea, as we see what's happening in China, and the allegiance now and the league being formed with China and Russia, and we see the league that's already formed with Russia and Syria and Iran, and now we see these taking place, we're watching the prophetic hand of God coming about. We're watching God bring about the players that's on the stage of the eschatological future of the world. And I'm concerned not to see these things happening, because God said it, that settles it. It shall take place. But I'm concerned that we see the blindness, evident blindness on the part of American political leadership and American religious leadership as we turn our backs on God and what I call consciously disobey the word of God. And as a result of that, watching God come in and progressively judge our nation. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing good. I'd like to make a statement here very quickly. A fact is information minus emotion. An opinion is information plus experience. Ignorance is an opinion that's lacking information, and stupidity is an opinion that ignores a fact. Alvin Bragg, in his tenure as District Attorney of New York City, has elevated the status of a misdemeanor to a felony, and his current record, 52% of his current felonies that have been brought forward by him against individuals committing crime have been reduced to misdemeanors there. This man, along with Eric, I think his name is Adams there, the mayor, have done more to increase crime in New York City than any other two individuals in the history of New York City. This also, the biasness, you can see that this is a coordinated effort, because a grand jury in Georgia is mulling over indicting Trump as well. The 4 person that was brought forward to the media was laughing and giggling and clearly showed her bias there. I know that whenever a judge issues instructions to a jury, they are very explicit. You're supposed to be open-minded. you're supposed to be unbiased, and you're not supposed to form an opinion without fact. So it leads me right back to my original statement at the beginning of the call. These people are out of their minds. They're doing this out of personal vindictiveness and vitriol. They have no standing or merit at all. Okay, I'm done with my rant.
No, that's well stated, Jim. By the way, isn't it true, and I've not got the article before me, but I think I read it recently, that the one that was the foreperson for the grand jury in Georgia was a practicing witch?
I wouldn't doubt it. She was giggling and all up on her high horse that she was going to be ecstatic for being able to have him brought before her.
Yes, I'm pretty certain. You could research that, and our listeners could, but I'm pretty certain my memory is correct on that. She was a practicing witch and had some kind of yarn that she was stating in some of her interviews, how she had had some of kind of, I would call it a seance or some kind of something that she had, a spell that she had put over Trump, and that they were going to be able to take him down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the judge did not know that, and there was the plans to remove her. Whether they did or not, I don't know. But that's the kind of people that we have behind these closed doors in some of these cases, like in Washington, New York, with Bragg as the DA, and with the one in Georgia. But it's a concerted, consecrated effort to destroy Trump because he is the leading candidate. I understand about 72% of those polled in America say that Trump needs to be the next president. He's the leading candidate for the presidency in the presidential race in 2024. So they're trying to cripple him or destroy him. And what Bragg doesn't understand, the DA in New York, that even if they indict Trump, that still will not preclude him from being a candidate to run for president. They might do that to try to cripple him. In fact, some of the glee that I was watching on some of the Communist Network news as I rolled the dial last evening, the glee and the joy, they said they wanted to see him in handcuffs. So they're hoping the loose likes lost liberals, the socialist Marxist Communist Party that runs the Communist media, they want to see him in cuffs, that they can then broadcast that on every channel to say, you don't want this man as your president. That's their desire. Yes, that's their end game. That's the goal. So yes, we need to keep praying. Well, Jim, let me ask you a very clear but personal question. Have you voted?
Yes.
You've already voted?
Yes, sir.
I am thankful to hear that.
Mike Gay.
So pardon?
That's Al Ferraro and Mike Gay. I live in
Al Ferraro and Mike Gay. Well, I'm thankful to hear that. Sure. Those are two candidates that I'm praying that God will place in office. And when we talk about Al Ferraro, I'm going to talk about it on the balance of the broadcast, of his stand with the Lord, his position with morals and ethics and values. And I believe, Jim, that he is the leading candidate. The polls may not show that. The people may not want to hear that, some of those in the liberal circles, but I believe he's the leading candidate. And my prayer is that he'll be in a runoff, because two people are going to be in the runoff after today. I'm praying that Al Ferraro be one of the ones in the runoff. So, Jim, keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
May I ask you a question, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I understand that you're a lot deeper into the Word than I am, because you do it for a living there. I'm trying to remember, because this reminds me of an episode in there where a judge is being pestered by a woman, and he renders judgment to her because he doesn't want to be bothered anymore by her. And it also comes into, I think it's in Deuteronomy there, where judges are to not respect wealth, poorness, or
yes.
Infamy.
And the case you're talking about is found in, I believe it's Luke, the 18th chapter, where she comes in before the judge and comes in before the judge. And finally he says, I'll hear your case.
Yeah. So that's kind of what this whole, all this stuff has just been bringing to my mind. And it's just like, man, these people are out their minds. They're completely losing it. They're allowing their personal opinions and emotions to get in the way. And Lady Justice is depicted as a woman who is blindfolded and holding a scale, because justice is supposed to be blind, fair, and equal, regardless of race, regardless of wealth, regardless of where you're from or who you are. I think it's an abrogation of what we're seeing in the justice system today.
Jim, you're exactly right. I'm looking at the article by Trey Gowdy, where he's warning about the demise risk of America's future. He says, and I quote, this comes from Trey Gowdy, former congressman, "The demise of our country will be in direct proportion to how politicized our justice system remains. Our justice system should be where we go to escape politics, the place where both friend and foe are afforded fairness and due process, with nothing, where nothing matters except the law and the facts," end quote. And I think you're exactly right. And that's the reason I call it the turning point in America today. Jim,
yes,
keep
sir.
Praying, keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call.
God bless you, sir.
For your input. God bless you. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call. I thought I'd call in and give a live report. I'm out here sign waving, and I noticed the last caller there was supportive of Al Ferrer for mayor and Mike Gay. And that's who I'm out here sign waving for at the Dunn's Creek Baptist Church precinct out on the north side, District 2.
Good for
and
you.
So,
well, Raymond, how does the crowd look? Is it a good, strong crowd out there voting today? I've not been out yet. I've scheduled right after the broadcast to go cast my ballot. And so I haven't been into the sea of things yet.
Right. Slow but steady. You know, I think we're only going to hit about a 25% turnout. So that's kind of why I was calling to remind everybody, you know, you've got a good group of a good audience. And so, man, please, if you're listening, don't forget to go vote. And, you know, it's going to be a lower turnout with only around 25%. So we need every biblical vote that we can get.
Well, Raymond, let me ask you a question. Why should our people, why should our listeners vote for Al Ferrero?
Well, number one, he meets the biblical qualification, as you mentioned, in you know, that being an able man, a man of God that fears the Lord. And I tell you, and he's a man of, you know, you can trust. You know, he's been in him. Al Ferrero and Mike Gay, which is running to replace Ferrero, have both been endorsed by 20 pastors throughout the city that mm-hmm. that believe in both of them, and that's pretty a pretty big deal. You know,
I don't mind our listeners knowing my name's on that list.
Yes, sir. Right. And I was about to say, and thank you for adding your name as well, obviously, and. So in the, you know, a couple of different Christian voter guides, all the other conservative voter guides, all of them recommend Al Ferrer for mayor and Mike Gay to take his place in the District 2 council seat. And but let me just throw this out there. If you have not voted and you need a Christian voter guide, it is posted on your Let's Face the Issues page and the Biblical Concepts Ministries. That's our my ministry, and that's where you can go to the Facebook page and find the Christian Voter Guide, the Biblical Concepts Ministries on Facebook.
That's a good idea to point them to that. Raymond, if you don't mind, hold a moment, and let's have a three-way dialogue and discussion here for a moment if we can arrange it. I believe we have Derby on the other line. Derby, go ahead with your question or comment.
For Al Ferrero and friends, that includes Mike Gay and the others as well. But I'd like to make a point about what is wrong with America and voting. Our Supreme Court is corrupt. Here we have state and cities passing laws that say, if you steal or loot under $100, we will not prosecute. Well, stealing a dollar is theft, and stealing $99 or $89 is a theft also. Why is the Supreme Court silent? Why don't they say, no, you cannot pass this law? I say, if I were to steal $83 from Ketanji Brown or Sonia Sotomayor, I'd be prosecuted. And then Clarence Thomas, as good as he is, if he doesn't have the majority, he should express a minority opinion that stealing $1 is a sin, and it's theft as well as stealing $100 or $1,000.
Derby, let me just jump in for a moment and clarify something. This is not trying to put you on the defensive, but in most of our states now, and most of the communities now, it's not $100. It's $1,000.
Okay.
In fact, in several
whatever
major,
amount.
Several major areas, places like CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens Pharmacy, some of the dollar stores, some of the Walmart stores are simply pulling out of entire communities. Because if you can go in, if I can go in and steal $950 worth of goods, and I have, and that store has to sustain that, they cannot prosecute, it will not be prosecutable. And then a second person comes in, a third person, one of the stores, and I believe it was Walmart's in one of the cities, and I've forgotten what city, said they had it taking place as much as 3 and 4 times a day. So they're taking a hit of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a day. And they said, we just can't afford to do that. The robbers are not being prosecuted. We must close. And it's that mindset that's a trickle down from George Soros, and George Soros buying, paying for, and putting into office these district attorneys that are simply wanting to overthrow the capitalistic constitutional republic system in our nation. And this is the reason, and I believe you have said this also, that all politics starts local. And this is the reason I'm so passionate about what we do in the election today. Have you any recommendations to our listeners about the reason that we need to vote for Al Ferraro, why we need to vote for Mike Gay, and for some of the other stalwart candidates that are good conservatives? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Al Ferraro has the smallest budget compared to his main contenders, you know, Davis and Cumber. And those two have a lot of money from out of town. They have millions of dollars. And most of Ferraro's money is from Jacksonville. So do you want somebody controlled by outsiders or somebody that responds to the people in Duval County?
Absolutely.
So Al Ferraro is the one, and
yes,
his friends.
Yes. Derby, could you hold your thought for a moment and let Raymond jump into the conversation? Raymond, what are your thoughts on what we just said?
Well, I'm so sorry. I got cut off the line there, and I missed a good chunk of that. But I did hear the latter part. I mean, as we were discussing that Al Ferraro's the candidate for mayor and Mike Gay in District 2, and, hey, we need people that are real people that have worked. You know, both of these gentlemen come from blue-collar jobs. Al Ferraro was a lawn man, and I can, identify with that. I was, too, for about 7 years out of high school. You know, we were hard-working men that worked by the sweat of our brow and know what the real world is like, and signed both sides, you know, of the paycheck. And so I would say get out and vote your values. Al Ferraro, Mike Gay, I want to throw in a few other names, Reginald Blunt for at-large city council, mm-hmm. and Danny Becton for property appraiser.
Yes.
And, I could go on and on there, but lots of district races.
Yes. Well, Raymond, thank you so much for taking time out of waving signs and doing your circuit riding today. And it's my
yes,
prayer
sir.
That at the close of the day, when the ballots are counted tonight, that we can have something to be rejoicing over. And I've said before, and listeners need to understand, because we've got a lot of people that say, well, Al Ferraro can't win. He can win the primary to be in a runoff in May. Two people in the mayor's race, two people will be in the runoff. And I'm praying that Al Ferraro would be one of them. If he can be in the runoff, Al Ferraro can win in May and become our next mayor. So,
amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your call, Raymond, and your
yes,
input.
Sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Have a blessed day. Derby, I'm looking at just a little brief list that I wrote up. I'm going to go down this list about Al Ferraro, and you tell me if I need to add something or take something out. Al Ferraro stands against the drag queen shows in our schools and our libraries. Al Ferraro stands against tax money funding the homosexual network through the Jasmine Club in our city. Al Ferraro stands against the removal of our legacy monument, historic monuments. Al Ferraro stands against city councilmen owning and operating nonprofit organizations and dipping into the till to be funded by taxpayer money. Al Ferraro stands to protect the innocent baby in the womb. He is one that is pro-life candidate. Al Ferraro stands against the sale of JEA. What else would you say about Al Ferraro?
I think you covered everything. I cannot improve on that. So good enough. Al Ferraro is the one and only, period.
I believe that to be the case. And so do you believe that a good challenge for our listeners, if we fail to vote in this order, if we fail to recognize what's at stake, what do you see Jacksonville looking like in the future if the mistake is made on the mayor's seat and other key components of our city election?
Well, as I said, we have to elect Ferraro and his supporters. Otherwise, Ferraro won't be able to do as much. So it's got to be Ferraro and company. And if we don't elect them, I see Jacksonville as going into a becoming possibly Atlanta or San Francisco, because or New York. The other candidates are simply not honest Christian people, period.
I agree with that. It's a shame to see a couple of the top runners in the top tier running for mayor that use the lying and the deceit and the mudslinging to try to get attention for himself. And I think it is sad. It's wrong. And if nothing else, I'd say I'm going to vote no against that person for that person because of that very thing. I believe that we need to have integrity back in our election process. So, Derby, thank you so much for taking time to call. Yeah. And we're thankful that that surgery this morning went well.
It went perfect.
Amen. Delighted to hear that. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about something today that I believe should get all of our attention. And as we talk about the local election, we need to recognize how imperative it is for us to have the local election and have the impact then on a state level and then on a national level. We're talking about the turning point in America today. Let me just look at an article that sets the stage. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm looking at an article that says, Disguised Total Warfare Waged Against the United States of America. Headline dated March the 20th. It's one of the most vexing and consequential questions facing America today. Why do this nation's ruling elites seem to be madly in love with China? Or to put it to a finer point, why are the political and corporate leaders of America long the freest, most successful, most prosperous, and most Christian nation in history, now in craven submission to ruthless, communist, totalitarian, and explicitly atheist dictatorships openly committed to ruling the world, including ruling America? The astonishing answers come into view only when one contemplates both the unprecedented level of political and financial corruption in America's ruling class, and simultaneously the communist Chinese government's brilliantly devoted efforts of unconventional total warfare. Consider the most recent revelation about China internationally created the COVID-19 virus. And this article goes on and on and on with what is taking place in China, China's nexus with Russia, and their attempt to rule the world. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the political weakness in Joe Biden. And I've said before, and I'll say again, it's because I personally believe that Joe Biden is a puppet, a pawn, P-A-W-N, in the hands of Xi in China. He is. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that the American elitist in the military circles that's running the military, not the military men themselves, but out of the Biden family cabal that's out of the Oval Office, they do not want to see the war in Ukraine end. They have the idea, the mistaken idea, that if we can stay in the war long enough, it will deplete the weapons and the technology and the tenacity of Putin, and we will overthrow Putin. But ladies and gentlemen, that's a mistaken understanding of the war. We're watching, and you've heard me say on this broadcast many times in the past year, we're watching Third World War, World War III, being instituted, instigated, and initialized, and it being promulgated so that we're bringing other nations in. Poland is now sending fighter jets to Ukraine. We're going to watch, ladies and gentlemen, the igniting of a greater and greater level of global conflagration that will lead into the final days that the Bible speaks of in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with what I call war with Russia, which becomes an international Third World War, which in itself will lead into the final conflagration that's called the Battle of Armageddon. We're watching God's Word jump off the pages of the Word of God and onto the screen of the networks across the nation and around the world. And this is the reason in these last days we need to make sure that our vote counts. We need to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that when we vote, we're voting aright. Let me just read you. I've got a copy of my ballot. Let me just read you. I'm voting for Al Ferrero. I'm voting for Danny Becton. I'm voting for Terrence Freeman. And the other alternative would be one that is a, how would you say, a libertarian, and libertarian carried to the fullest extent, believes there ought not to be any laws against prostitution, ought not to be any laws against drugs, ought not to be any laws whatsoever, let a person do what they want to do. Now, I don't know if his Terrence Freeman's opponent carries it to that extreme, and I'm not fully satisfied, not 100% satisfied with Terrence Freeman, because he's infringed upon some things and stepped across some lines that I think he ought not to have, but he's running for re-election. And so my vote is going to be there because it's the better of the two evils, as you'd call it. I'm voting in City Council at large, Group 2. I'm voting for Ron Salem. And again, not because I think he's the perfect candidate, but he's the better of the two. I'm voting for Reginald Blunt in Group 5 because I think he is the better of the five or six candidates that's running in that race. I'm voting for Michael Borland because he is the 6th District Councilman, and I know him well enough, know him close enough to know that he's accessible, he will listen, and he'll make a judgment call based on what I believe would be ethical values. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm urging you today to go out and vote. Don't miss this opportunity to do so. May I say to you, the destiny and the direction of our city is at a turning point. And that turning point is determined by what you do today, what we do today in casting our ballots. It is the greatest, greatest gift that we have as a nation is the freedom that we have to cast a ballot and make a decision on who's going to lead us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students.